In the future, will these island daughters sink to the ocean floor? I fear people only see a drowned land instead of an earth worth saving. These questions stump me, but still I stitch a map to connect what matters most. My family, my culture, my Marshall Island home. A map of the Marshalls, not as a place, but a people to guide a future generation whose feet will meet the islands with love and without fear. But I long to find a path towards home, the emerald countryside or the blue Pacific tides that will stay safe, where my children can tumble into a beautiful brightness and feel Earth a stable bedrock under their newly formed souls, while their little palms, fingers splayed, reach for the sky, a limitless canvas where time is constant and still.
And it is 1 minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and of course KGNU Online. Stay tuned for live music with Cabaret.
Taking breath, eyes open, with dominion over everything beneath the morning sun, except for this one tree. Don't touch this. No, you surely. I'm your God, you're my Quasimodo, do the things I say, and I'll protect you from this cruel, cruel world. You can eat of every tree, but not this one, nor you will surely. I swear, don't make me come down these stairs. Oh, don't play too loud. If God wakes up, he'll wear us out. He speaks, the whole sky shakes. Thunder rolls every step he takes. Fear of God in me. Fear of God in me. God works from morning to evening. God sleeps from 7 to 4. Wakes when the garden is sleeping. Puts on a clean uniform. Oh, binge drinks coffee and cola. Works hard, meets every quota. Exhausted Saturday night, bills paid, let there be light. Fear of God in me. Fear of God in me. I fear God. Fear the God in me. God, whom shall I fear?
Living and dying in vain.
and up and out. The way your heart tear it apart. Soon as you recognize the deity within, you'll come alive. Oh yeah. Soon as you realize to fail is not a sin, you'll come alive. Yeah. I'm coming alive. 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 Coming alive. Yeah. I'm coming alive. Coming alive. Coming alive.
If you're just tuning in, this is The Cabaret Show. We are so honored to bring Joseph Lamar, Colorado native, singer-songwriter, to our airwaves.
Thank you for having me. It's cool to be here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you've been playing for us tonight, Joseph.
So those are the first three songs in that order from my album, Sin, Act One. In the beginning, Fear and Obedience.
Nice. So in the beginning, you could sense that little bit of maybe transformation that you've been exploring, or tell us a little bit about this album and what inspired it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when I was working on this album, I was at its sort of like inception, I was in therapy and I was really like exploring, just like digging deeper into myself and gaining a greater sense of like emotional intelligence. And as I was working through all of these things, I kept like going back to childhood and church and kind of taking a second look at biblical stories and my relationship with the church. And in like working through that stuff, I started sort of using some of the stories in the Bible as like a tool for like seeing them from a different angle. And then kind of advancing and, for me, gaining a sense of what my own sort of spirituality is, and to be able to express myself and just like gain a greater sense of, I think, autonomy and like agency through that process.
Mm. Yeah, it's amazing how when we're in a process and we step out and see, like you were saying, in a different perspective, there may be a different level of truth or autonomy, like you were saying, that comes through in your music. And I sense a little bit of musical theater, or maybe there's an opportunity. If you're out there listening and you want to create this into a musical theater piece, I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe tell us a little bit about that.
I love theater and I love musical theater, and I do perform and I do think of music in like theatrical ways. And I was definitely drawing a lot of inspiration from different like musicals and operas when I was working on this. And I like to make albums in that way. I like concepts, stories, but also like movements. Yeah.
Yeah. So you call this Act One.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with the opportunity.
So there are two more acts that are on my hard drive.
Awesome. Well, maybe share your website so people can learn a little bit more about you. There's so much information about who you are and what inspired this album. So maybe share that information with our listeners.
Yeah, sure. Once again, my name is Joseph Lamar, and you can visit josephlamar.com. That's my sort of digital hub for all of the things. Social media links are there. Videos and music, merchandise, my manifesto's on there as well. So yeah, check it out and please follow and like on social media and stream on all of the streaming places.
Yeah. Let's go back into the music a little bit, and then we can talk more about that manifesto and what other shows you have coming up.
Oh, cool.
Again, for those who are just tuning in, this is The Cabaret, which we air every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 Mountain Time in the evening. And we do want to shout out to George Figgs, who's out here on our engineering side. Thank you so much for being here tonight, George. And back to the music with Joseph Lamar.
My maker. dream of escape like I'm counting those sheep. When angels go slumming, the garden's their place. They say, hey, Jojo, why the long face. Don't hang your wrists, don't twitch your hips. Don't pout your lips, that's what he told me. No tears in paradise. No tears in paradise. Colored kids, your piggy banks are no good here. Pretty white boys have all the fun. Heartbroken black kid on the run. No tears in paradise. My Lord and Savior, make me straight. And I promise not to masturbate. Yeah. No tears in paradise. No tears in paradise. No. Give up several ribs for a boy who'd hold me. I'd crumble into him like dust to dust. We are children of the sun, de-evolve into one. To one, to so perfect, why does God need this barbed wire fence? Is he keeping out danger, or is he trying to keep me locked in? All the angels don't answer, they change the subject every time. Do you like milk and honey? We've got burgers and fluorescent drinks. Protection. 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 Be a fence right now. Fence right now. Be a fence all around me. That's the hymn that the church people they ask God for protection. What is God protecting us from? It's just like a vase begging to be knocked off a shelf. Is it meant to be broken? I'm incomplete. God's obsolete. Protection. Protection. Protection.
You can play God, but you're not God. You can play God, but you're not God.
You can play God, but you're not God. No. You can play God, but you're not God. No, can't play God, but you're not God. No, you can play. You can play God, but you're not.
Emerging from the void. That was one of my favorite things to read in your bio.
Oh, cool.
By the way, I love that. Again, for those of you just tuning into Cabaret tonight, we're here with Joseph Lamar sharing his newest concept album, Sin. Tell us a little bit more about your album and the inspiration for these songs. Maybe a little bit about the storyline, too, because you definitely come into this place of the garden and, you know, even in the on your website, you talk a lot about He Will Add. Hmm. Maybe share a little bit more about that with our listeners.
Yeah, totally. So essentially, I was really interested at the time of like kind of picking apart the Bible, but I was also interested in simulation theory. And I was thinking about dystopias. And I was also just thinking about just kind of personal reflections and like kind of sifting through a lot of different emotions, and it all kind of came together in the form of this album. So I imagined this sort of future dystopia, this kind of technocracy, I guess you would call it, where sort of like human programmed technologies that are programmed with, you know, human errors of, you know, different like prejudices and things like that in it is kind of what controls everything. And so there's this future society called Eden, and essentially people are programmed into compliance. It's a sort of like social, they call it like social stability, but really it is like kind of like mind control. And so essentially you plug into this simulation and you're led through a series of sort of AI programmed dreams, in which you're kind of offered these different choices. And through the series of choices and like punishment and reward, you're kind of led into thinking in a certain way. So then when you come out of the dreams or the program, which is called the garden, and you're in the real world, or I shouldn't say the real world, I should say the physical world. When you're in the physical world, your behavior reflects the way that you've been programmed. So there are those who are considered lucid, and essentially that means that you're naturally, you naturally tend to resist the programming. And so it's almost like Inception in the sense that like there can be many levels of these programs, these dreams. And so when you fail one, you're pushed down into a deeper level because they're trying to get into the subconscious mind. The idea is to get down to the root of the mind and then plant what is called the parasite, which essentially allows a sort of like remote control of a person's mind. And if you can control the mind and the heart, you can control the body, you can control everything about them. So that's kind of where my imagination went. And in a sense, it's not so out there, that vision. I think that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, for sure. And the overmind is the computer that controls it all.
Yeah, the overmind.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth into that just alone, just, you know, sitting in that place of... You talk a lot about reality and dystopia, and then there's this place of like, well, where am I right now, right?
Sure.
Within that. So.
It's extremely meta. It is.
Yeah. So cool. Well, so you're going to be playing a show this Friday down in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, at Triple Nickel Tavern. I'm playing, yes, on a Friday. And it's going to be a really dope show. So if you're in the Springs or you're near the Springs, or if you want to come to the Springs for that show, come on down. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, and you can say that five times fast. Triple Nickel Tavern.
I couldn't do it. No, tongue-tied.
And super stoked to hear that you're going to be kicking off the Flowbots, which I believe was a postponed show.
Yeah, we were supposed to play on New Year's Eve at the Marquee. Neoma and Flowbots and myself, but due to COVID, someone got COVID, and then they decided to postpone the show. So yeah, we will be there on March 12th instead.
Awesome. And have you performed with them before or opened before for Flowbots, or is this a new opportunity?
I've never played with them before. They're guys that I've always like kind of bumped into. And they're also just like really cool people, really sweet, who I just like admire. And yeah, I feel really good about being part of that show. I'm really excited for that one.
Awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, this is Joseph Lamar. We're hearing from his newest album, Sin. And you can check out everything about Joseph Lamar on his website, josephlamar.com. And we're going to dive deeper. Let's dive deeper.
Yeah, cool.
I'll get my snorkel.
Inside myself, I wanna let me out. 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 Locked inside myself, I wanna let me out. 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 Don't wanna live ashamed. Don't wanna die in vain. Locked inside myself, I wanna let me out. I wanna let me out. I wanna let me out. Wanna let me out. Locked inside myself. I wanna let me out. 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 Don't wanna lose control. Don't let them take my soul. I'm locked inside. I'm locked inside. I'm gonna let me out. I'm gonna let me out. I'm gonna let me one. Outer roles apply. Progress won't come easy. Something has to die. In a revolution, won't be televised. Tune into your suffering. Struggle makes you wise. In a revolution, who will gain control? Tyrants get caught sleeping. Heads about to roll. In a revolution, outer rules apply. Progress won't come easy. Something has to die.
Inner revolution. Is that the name of that song, that last one?
Yeah.
Wow. The way you just transformed the moment into this, just, I felt like such a deep expression of what you wanted to bring out in that. And I appreciated that so much. And I'm hoping that the listeners were able to catch that. You know, it's interesting with radio, right? Because you have this opportunity. They can't see you.
Sure.
You're using your voice and your music to really amplify and to express what you're sensing. But sitting in this room with you, what a treat. I'm so honored and to be able to have this opportunity. So thank you again for being here. And I do want to say thank you to Carrie Marks for introducing you to our audience as well. She helps set the schedule, so I wanted to make sure and say thank you to her as well. But what else would you like to share with our listeners before, you know, we have about 15 more minutes left in this program, and I want to make sure that we touch base on everything that you wanted to touch base on.
Well, if there's anyone who's just now tuning in, once again, I'm Joseph Lamar. I would love it if you'd stream my music. I released an album called Sin Act One, which we've been talking about. I love it so much, and I have a feeling you will like it as well. And I always feel awkward when I do these.
I know, and I go back and I listen, and I'm like, I didn't even say my name, and that's okay, because this is not about me, it's about you, and I want to make sure that everyone knows about Joseph Lamar now, so I'll say it again. And
well, you know, definitely follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram, the Joseph Lamar, or the Joseph Lamar on Instagram. And then josephlamar.com is kind of where all the things are collected, social media links, music, streaming links. I just finished some merchandise. I've added that to my website, so I've got t-shirts and buttons and hoodies and all that too. And other than that, you know, stream the music. If you dig it, share it with people, and thanks.
And when you perform live, do you perform solo, or do you usually have accompanists, or?
It depends. It depends on the context, because sometimes I do acoustic sets like this one here, and then it'll just be me and piano. And then other times I'm doing it with like all the backing tracks and all the stuff you hear on the album, to where I'll be up and like dancing. Sometimes I do that by myself. Sometimes I do that with Kendall Burks, who is, he plays on a lot of the songs on the album, and he co-produced 7 of the tracks with me. And so sometimes he joins me in shows and he'll play guitar. At the Flowbots show, it should be me, Kendall on guitar, and a DJ. So it should be to have more people up there with me.
And then the one thing that I did want to talk about before We Start Music Again was the manifesto that you have on your website.
Oh, sure.
And share a little bit about that with us and the inspiration behind it.
Sure, yeah. I think that at the time, it was kind of around the time I was working on this album, and I was just interested in just like more intention in my life and sort of like living that expression and you know, doing things for a reason. And so I just wanted to make clear for myself my intentions as an artist. And that's where the manifesto came out of. And it was also, a time when I was wearing all black. I dressed in all black for 2 years. And it was part of sort of like a kind of a centering.
Mm.
And just like I said, intention.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I loved at the time the color black because of the idea of like, you know, it absorbs all light and it reflects only itself. And for me, it sort of represented like a kind of unifying of self and integrating of self. And I still, as you see me now, you all who are on the radio, listening from the radio can't see me, but I'm dressed in like very bright red. And so I don't do the all black thing every day like I used to, but I do kind of like live my life in phases or eras. And I always like to kind of have some level of intention for how and why I do things. But lately it's been an intention that's more sort of like visceral than cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have that manifesto up there because I still stand by it. I think it's number 7. It's like, you know, talking about the importance of evolution. You know, yeah. The alternative is apathy, obsolescence, extinction.
Absolutely. And then, you know, there's the word evolution in revolution.
Yes.
And so that inspires me to ask the question of, would you shift your manifesto based on that alone, knowing that you're evolving?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to give myself permission to change and evolve. Because really, change is part of the natural process of life. You know, life that is living is constantly, it's changing and moving and shifting in all these different ways. And I think that when we resist that, it's when we cause suffering to ourselves and others. And whether it's within an individual resisting their own change, whether it's like literally physically aging, or whether it is, changing psychologically or emotionally, we have to make space for that. And also in the macro sense, you know, when there are these sort of like crystallized powers that desire to resist change, mm. and then create these sort of umbrellas under which other people are supposed to live. Essentially, it means that if you're under that umbrella, you can't change. You have to fit into a mold. And then you sort of have to be crystallized as part of that structure, supporting that structure. That doesn't make room for real beings, real living beings. And so evolution gives us space to experience life more fully.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Well, we have about 10 more minutes, and before Corriente with Elena, I guess we're sandwiched in between Elena from Hemispheres into Corriente. So let's take us out with some more music from Joseph Lamar. Yeah?
Cool.
What do you have on your playlist?
These next two are by two artists I admire, so I'll give credit to them. The first one is Redemption Song by Bob Marley, and the second one is If It's Magic by Stevie Wonder.
Mm. That's actually my word for the year, magic. Man. So there you go. It's
yeah,
magic.
Yeah, let's declare that. It'll be a magical year.
Yeah, magical.
Right on.
Pirate words, yes, there are me. Sold me to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took me from the bottomless pit. But my hands were made so strong by the hands of the Almighty. We're moving forward in this generation, triumphantly. Won't you help me sing these songs of freedom? All I ever have, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but us can free our minds. Have no fear of atomic energy. None of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just part of it. Oh yeah, we've gotta fulfill the book. Won't you help me sing these songs of freedom? All I ever have, yeah, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Song, redemption songs, these songs. I love to sing these songs, songs, songs. If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without abide and quenches every thirst. So, if it's special, with it, why aren't we as careful as making sure we dress in style? posing pictures with a smile. Keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without abide and quenches every thirst. So, if it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone. There's enough for everyone.
Time for one more little quickie. Oh. We have like 3 more minutes if you'd like.
Oh man, what would I do?
Or you could just improv. Thank you so much, Joseph Lamar, for sharing your time with us tonight, introducing us to your album, Sin, Act One.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been really awesome.
Yeah, super fun. We'll want to learn more about the dystopia and the garden. Check them out live February 4th down in Colorado Springs.
Sort of speechless. That's so amazing. But I have to let you know that it is 8 o'clock and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and KGNU online at kgnu.org. This is Elena with you on Corriente. And thank you, Joseph Lamar. Thank you, Becca. Thank you, George, for that amazing, amazing, amazing live music. We're going to play an announcement or two and then get into the music.
Building Bridges, offering one-time virtual sessions on a monthly basis through their Groundwork program to help individuals deepen their journey of inclusion and equity. More information at buildingbridges.org/training.
Get the list.
Do you have the list?
No, I don't have the list.
What is this list I keep hearing about?
Are you on the list?
Am I on the list?
How do I get on this list?
I want to be on the list.
Get the KGNU list of 2022 underwriters. These are the brands that power community radio up and down the Colorado Front Range. Underwriting is fun and easy and can broaden your profile in the community. Contact Kenneth at KGNU.org for details.
Who's on the list?
I got the list.
This is a great list.
Call for the list.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to have to do that. And this is Elena with you. And this evening on Corriente, I thought that in celebration of Black History Month, and of course we play this kind of music throughout the year, but I wanted to just really, really focus on Afro-Latino musicians. And some are new, some are old, some have been around for a while, some are even new to me, just from researching some things around. So I'm going to start with Toto La Momposina from Colombia.
Grita. Negrita, ve,